This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, March 23rd. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Several units are on the scene of a fire in the Woodman Mohawk area. That's all according to the Cimarron Hills Fire Department. They say this fire is now under control as they work to control hotspots in the area. We are told the fire did spread near a home, but it's not clear if any evacuations have been in order. At 12:23 p.m. on Saturday, CHFD said two units were responding to mutual aid to the outside fire. Shortly after, the Colorado Springs Fire Department said they were responding as well as part of the Pikes Peak Mutual Aid Team. Colorado Springs police are investigating an overnight shooting at the Arbor Point Apartments near the Hancock Expressway. According to CSPD, officers responded to reports of a shooting in the area at approximately 3:10 a.m. Upon their arrival, officers discovered a female suffering from a gunshot wound. That woman's injuries are described as serious but non-life-threatening. She was transferred to a nearby hospital. Police have identified the suspect in this shooting as Dackey Terry. Police say this was an isolated incident. Colorado Springs' chief housing and community vitality officer is calling it quits. Steve Posey announced his resignation earlier this month, effective immediately. In a letter to the mayor, he mentioned taking a different career path. City officials said that his resignation was unexpected and is not due to any conflict with city leaders. The man suspected of hitting and killing a Colorado Springs parole officer is pleading not guilty in his case. 42-year-old Justin Kula was arraigned on Friday in El Paso County Court. He's accused of running over parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval last September. The judge in the case set a trial date for October 28th. That trial is expected to last 2 weeks. A man wanted for felony escape is under arrest in Colorado Springs after authorities found him in the ceiling of a hotel room. Kristen Dieter had a warrant for escape from the Colorado Department of Corrections. He was found hiding at a hotel room near I-25 and South Academy Boulevard on Thursday. He was then later arrested. The United States Marshals, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and Fountain Police Department all responded to that scene. An opportunity for kids and young adults to learn about art, business, and their community, all while playing part in a new mural coming to the city of Colorado Springs, is taking place this weekend. Eric Sadacino, a Pueblo artist, is asking for help from kids and young adults to paint a new mural coming to the city. Sadacino has designed multiple murals around Pueblo, and now he's teaching the next generation of young artists. As the community comes together to paint pieces, there will also be free food for all to enjoy. This event takes place this weekend, March 23rd and the 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Mitchell Park. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, windy, especially in the southeast plains. Temperatures dropping down to the 50s, and then tonight we go with partly cloudy conditions. Still breezy at times. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s. Sunday, rain and snow showers changing over to snow by sunset. Might even squeeze a thunderstorm in between. It's going to be cooler with temperatures in the mid 50s. Chilly on Monday with snow showers, highs only in the 30s, and fair and breezy from Thursday through Saturday. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.